Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. But over the last 4 or 5 or 6 weeks now, we've had to just focus on survival, not just financial freedom, not just becoming financially successful and or financially free. We've had to figure out how to survive the COVID virus environment. And over that time, I've told you that I was going to come on every day, and I have now for, I think this is like the fourth week in a row, and talk about these five topics: health, food and survival supplies, income, your security, and your investments. And I've touched on each of these topics in general different ways. And today, since it seems to have calmed down out there, of course, the government, Senate just passed another $400 billion add-on to the PPP and other aspects of stimulus package, and it's going to go to Congress hopefully today sometime, and then back to the president and so forth. Looks like it's probably going to go through. So that's looking up. People that I know have gotten their checks. Businesses have gotten their PPP checks, and some of them have gotten their disaster loan checks. So that's all looking better. We're not looking at, so far, massive disasters as far as tenants not paying the rent, although we're fearful of May being a tougher month, although people out there have got their stimulus checks. People are getting their unemployment checks. And so, you know, the government has done a lot to try to get us through this all. There's a war out there between, I shouldn't say war, in this tender times where people get their feathers in a ruffle, I should say. There is a dispute out there as to whether we should open back up or not, and if so, where, when, and how. So all of that's going on around us, and we're sitting at home with this turmoil going on around us. Yet at the same time, there's other things going on in your head. And I know that when this disaster first started, my first thing was to go, and of course, it's like everybody else, make sure I had food, you know, boom, can't live without water, and you can't live without food. So we went down and stored up on water, stored up on food, and luckily for me, because of the way I eat, it's very easy to store my food up, you know, I eat the same thing every day, all day long, and so it was easy just buy boxes of the same stuff, whatever. For you, probably more difficult, especially if you have kids and so forth and all different variety of needs out there. But we got the food out of the way, you know. Then we had to worry about taking care of the income, and we started looking at that. But a different aspect hit me. Because I am an ex-bodybuilder, and fitness means so much to me, I decided to go over to the Academy store just out of curiosity, because we couldn't go to the gym anymore. They shut the gym down. So when we go to the gym, or couldn't go to the gym, we said, okay, do I have enough equipment in my house to work out? And I have equipment. I have a garage that has a gym in it. But I lift a lot of weight. You know, my leg presses go up to 600-700 pounds and so forth for sets of 10. And I didn't have enough plates to fill my leg press machine up with that. So I started laying sandbags and cement bags and bags of feed and all kinds of stuff on top of all the weights to try to make it heavier. I go, you know, this is stupid. Let me just go buy some more plates. So I went in there, and when I got there, there was nothing. The store was completely empty. So then I wandered over down. I said, you know, I'm here. Let me take a look at, you know, the firearm situation. And I went over there, and every gun in the case was gone. All the ammunition that normal people shoot, and I'd laugh tongue-in-cheek, normal people, 9mm, 45s, the stuff that every, you know, 5.56, 223, all the most common rounds were gone, completely gone. And I was sitting there going, like, man, this is crazy. So I had nothing to do, right? And I'm looking around, and I had seen they had like a couple guns left in the case, and one of them was a Glock 17. They go, you know, I've always heard about Glocks, and you know, I shoot a Colt 45, 1911. I thought, you know, let's just pick this up, play with it. You know what? Just buy one. I got nothing to do. I'm sitting at home, nothing to do. Let's get me a gun. And so I filled out the paperwork, and I'd bought you know, I buy probably an average 2 or 3 guns a year. And I filled out the paperwork. But this time, normally you just fill out the paperwork and you walk away with the gun. And now, 30 minutes later, I just know. So I went home without the gun. Never had that happen to me before. I waited a day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. 7 days later, I still hadn't gotten the gun. 8, 9 days later, finally, the guy called me back and said, come on back in. Now, during that time, I started becoming fearful, just like the rest of you, and got fearful from the point of, wait a minute, there's a resurrection or something going on here. But what it really is people became very scared that there was going to be hoarding and there was going to be the need to defend your home, defend yourself. The police were afraid to arrest people and so on and so forth. They're letting criminals back out on the street, out of prisons. And you could just see and smell the fear. And when I was in there, the first day, there was no less than 30 people trying to buy a gun the day I bought the Glock. And they had them standing in lines, and it was just an amazing thing to watch it all happen. But what got me in this and what we're about today was I saw people handling guns that had never handled a gun before in their life, and it was frightening. I saw one little girl pick up a gun and turn it around and look down the barrel. And I thought to myself, oh my gosh, this is a pure indication that tens of thousands of people across this country are buying their first gun who have no idea what gun safety is or what it means. They have no idea how to load these things, unload these things. They wouldn't know what to do if a gun jammed. They have no idea. And they're pointing these things around, and the crew there at the store was like, put that down, point it over here, da-da-da-da. It was just scary. And so it started me thinking. And I called up my favorite gun range in town called Top Gun, and I tried to get a hold of the general manager, and he was just so busy, I didn't realize how busy he was. He could never get back to me. And then all of a sudden I said, well, I'm on the phone, you know what? Something happened to me that made me think through this process, and that process was that when I was waiting all this time for my gun, the guy behind the counter went back like 3 days to find out what happened. He said, you know, if you had your license to carry, you could have walked with this gun day one, and you could walk with as many guns as you wanted day one because you don't have to go through the background check. You have to fill out the paperwork, but you don't have to wait for the background check because you've got a license to carry. And I go, you got to be kidding me. I mean, what dummy doesn't know that in, I figured out, the dummy standing in front of me doesn't know that. And probably thousands, if not tens of thousands of others don't know that. So I went in this weekend and I took the license to carry class there at Top Gun. And Kyle Harrison, who is the general manager, set it up with one of his instructors. And it was a great opportunity for me to learn even more about guns than I needed to know. And really, after I took the class, I wanted to make sure you guys got an opportunity, even more so than before, to hear about gun safety, to hear about your rights as a gun owner, and to learn how easy it is for you to get out there and learn how to do this. So with me today here is the general manager of Top Gun, Kyle Harrison. Kyle, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate you bringing me on.
I'm probably one of 10,000 people you talked to that went through the same frustrating 6 weeks now, huh?
Yeah, yes. Lots and lots of people that have a little bit of shock to how different than this is to normal. So
you guys, luckily enough for all of us, fell into some category legally where you were able to stay open, and thank God for that, because people need your service now probably more than ever to be able to learn how to do all this stuff. And so what I'd like to do is start the conversation, and by the way, I've got a whole list of things I want to cover, including a lot of material about your place, but I think we need to start this conversation with gun control in today's environment, because some of the stuff I heard in the license to carry class was very interesting about the fact that we need self-protection more in this day and age, and that the Texas government, specifically where I live, is wanting people to have the license to carry. How do you see that?
That's definitely true. The state of Texas enjoys people having their license to carry. They recently reduced the barrier of entry as far as the application fee goes. It used to be $140. The class used to be 16 hours over 2 days, and they've reduced it now to about 4 to 6 hours, and they've reduced the fee down to $40. It makes it nicer for the law enforcement officers that we've talked to, because if they pull you over and you hand them the license to carry as you're required to, they automatically know you're not a felon, you're not a bad guy. Because
the Kyle, we got to take a break. They're pushing us out the back end, but I'll come back because that is one of the questions I wanted to ask. We'll be right back with Kyle Harrison and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're talking about your personal security, and we're talking about guns. With me here is a gun expert, Kyle Harrison, general manager for Top Gun Range here in Houston, Texas. And he's been kind enough to share some of his time with us to get us up and going. As we went to break, Kyle was sharing with us a topic that I thought was rather interesting when I took my license to carry class this weekend. He was saying that police officers actually like us to have a license to carry. Now, if you live, and by the way, this radio show is nationwide, Kyle. If you live in one of those states where they hate guns, I bet your police officers probably hate seeing a license to carry, but maybe not. Maybe you might even have it wrong there, because Kyle, explain to them why officers like to see the license to carry card presented when, you know, they pull you over and ask to see your ID and your, you know, information about your automobile. They want to see that license. Tell them why they like to see that.
Well, once you have a license to carry, that generally means that your state or municipality has done a thorough background check on you, and they deem you safe to carry a firearm. So that officer knows, right, you're not a felon, you're not a bad guy for the most part, right? Because statistically, licensed to carry owners, not just in Texas, but across the nation, commit very little crime. Like, it's a fraction of a percent. So police officers actually have a higher rate of committing felonies than licensed to carry holders. So for the most part, the guys that go through that process are good guys.
That blows me away, because when I heard that, and I think the number that Ron spouted out was something along the lines of 0.0012% of crimes are committed by license to carry, and cops are double that. That blows my mind.
Yep.
Very small percentage. So the police like you to have the thing. We have the idea that as an armed militia, our country's safer, right, because of that. You as a family owner, your family's safer, you're carrying, and, you know, the bad guys don't have to have a license to carry. They're going to get the guns no matter what. So only thing that stops a bad guy is a good guy with a gun. That's the saying I hear on TV and radio all the time, and I believe it to be true. So let's talk about, you know, I'm trying to not get into the politics of this, because that could go on forever and ever. I'm trying to get to the meat of it. And the meat of it is talking about you helping someone getting started into guns. What do you think the first thing they should do is? Because I'm an educational program for money. You guys are an educational program and a servicing program for gun owners. What do you think, and what order of process would you recommend someone take that's never owned a gun before and they want to get involved?
Sure. First step, in my opinion, is to come out and learn how to shoot before you even purchase a firearm. I think understanding the four basic firearm safety rules, understanding how to hold, manipulate, make a firearm safe and clear, keeping your finger off the trigger, all those are key. Once you have a general understanding of how to shoot, in my opinion, it's kind of like buying a car. You'll know what features you like and don't like, and what you want and don't want, and then you can go out and test drive some, so maybe rent some from a place that has them, and then you can really, you know, get the exact firearm that meets all the needs that you have, because they're tools, right? And, you know, I have 40 different screwdrivers and at home for different things, and they have different jobs, and firearms work the same way.
So let's take this close to home then, because I think it's the appropriate point to make this point, or appropriate time to make this point, and that is, hey, you have no idea what to do with a gun. There are so many different kinds of guns, especially we'll just start with handguns, so many different kinds of handguns, and the fit, the feel, the weight, the recoil, all of those things come into play. So the only way you can ever do to decide which one makes sense logically, which very few people do, is to go to a place like your range and rent different guns and try them out. And you guys allow them to do that, which is a wonderful thing. I would suggest one more step. How about talking to someone, like taking a class from someone on how to shoot a gun? To me, that makes all the sense in the world, because I remember even after I knew how to shoot a gun, every time I go in with instructors, they teach me something new that I didn't know, or they get me a little better at something I already knew. But the point is that they can tell you, are you using this for carry? Are you using this for home defense? Are you using this for sport? You know, what are you doing? Okay, here's your best choices right off the bat. Would you agree with that?
100%. Every employee we have here is a instructor. It is a requirement of working here. Everybody teaches because we get so many new people in, right? Our job is to be an ambassador for the gun world, the people who are interested or new. Or we get customers all the time that don't like guns, but they feel like they have an obligation to learn how to safely handle one if it comes to it. And so we do our part for the community by educating and teaching. And I absolutely agree. Part of my coming out and renting a gun, I guess I should have stated, includes learning how to do it properly. Whether you take professional instruction from someone at a shooting range or a certified instructor, or you get it from a family member or friend who can do it, teach it well.
Absolutely. I even recommend, not as an end-all, end solution, BN, I can't even think of the right wording for it, but it's as a starting point, you might just get on the internet and watch a few videos just to start with, so that you even have the right questions.
Absolutely. Yeah. YouTube is great for learning stuff. Now, it doesn't always apply in practical applications, right? I can't watch YouTube videos and learn how to do everything, but it's a good starting point, right? So people could come in and we can help polish off, you know, some of the rough edges there, or give some guidance. And I mean, YouTube's a great tool.
All right, now I'm gonna pivot here, and I'm gonna go back to something that I really paid attention to. You know, with all this time, we have time to watch a lot of YouTube. So I watched a lot of YouTube because I was buying different kinds of guns. I've just got to the point where in my life it was a new hobby kind of thing for me to have different types of guns and shoot different guns, right? So I started watching all this stuff. But what I noticed blew my mind, and then I noticed it when I came out to your place, is that gun safety is, it's not just a slogan. I mean, it is something that is so unbelievably tight, I couldn't believe it. I'm watching guys on videos, and on videos, they're opening the gun up and clearing the gun and proving in the video the gun's cleared before they'll even talk about the gun. And it was like, okay, when you get down here at one place, you're supposed to say cleared, and then when you hand it to somebody, they're supposed to look at it and say cleared. And I'm thinking, did these grown adults actually say cleared before they hand the thing, cleared before they pick it up, and so on and so forth? And then when you know, you get over there where you guys are at, and you see the safety that you guys, the word isn't pushed, I'm saying that you use, the safety procedures you guys use are really that intense. So people on the gun lovers' side are super safe. Pick that argument up with people saying guns are dangerous.
Yeah, so firearm safety is not negotiable, right? We come from a place of teaching and educating, right? So if we have somebody that does something unsafe, our goal is to...
Hold that. We'll bring you back, okay? Because we got to get this all out there. We'll be right back with Kyle Harrison and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the five ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Dell Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Dell Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're discussing gun safety with Kyle Harrison, who is the general manager for Top Gun Range here in Houston, Texas. And as we went to break, Kyle, you got cut off on the topic of gun safety is not questionable. It's a mandatory situation. You want to finish up what you're saying?
Absolutely. Firearms can be dangerous if somebody doesn't know what they're doing and handling them. So we take firearm safety very, very seriously here. Unlike other ranges, though, we make it a point of education and teaching, right? We're not going to come up and yell at you. We're going to help walk you through what you did incorrect so you can learn, and this way everybody can be safe with firearms.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. What is the age limit for someone to come in there and use your range?
So the youngest we will allow is 10. And that'll be with a guardian. If somebody wants to come by themselves, they have to be at least 21.
Okay. And the first time I came in there, I had to fill out a document of some kind. We did it online. I don't even know what it was. But something had explained what that document was. And now that I filled out once, I didn't have to do it again. You gave me a little tag or whatever. But I'm sorry, you didn't even give me a tag. You just had it in your computer. What was that, and what is that restricting? Are we restricting felons from getting in there, or what is it?
So I can't do background checks per the FBI on just random people. Somebody has to be buying a firearm. So what we do is we have a liability waiver. So part of it ensures that you read every range rule before you go out there. And it tells you if you don't follow the rules and you get hurt, right? That's your own fault. The other part is to make sure that if you're a felon, if you've done anything that would prohibit you from owning a firearm, that you're not using our facility as well.
Okay. So it's basically, I got your liability protection for you guys and so on and so forth. No problem.
Yep.
Moving on from there, talk about how a person would come in and use your range, because I know you have a couple different options that they can use, other, you know, just one day, rent it for an hour or whatever, or memberships and so forth. Give us some idea how people would be able to utilize your program.
Yeah, not a problem. Most people, we are a public range, which means we're open to everybody. There are private facilities, which are membership only. We don't like that model. Part of our goal in the 25 years we've been open is we want to educate and teach people. And you can't do that if you have a private facility. It just makes too hard of a barrier of entry. So if somebody wants to come and shoot, if you have your own gun and ammo, it's only $15. It guarantees you an hour. If we're not busy, you can shoot as long as you like. And now if you want to take advantage of some of our amenities, like our largest rental selection in the state of Texas, we have over 100 handguns to choose from. You can rent those. We have a large selection of machine guns, and then all of our classes and stuff we offer. So.
I'm sorry, man. I'm laughing. You know, it's, you take it so casually. Okay, we've got 100 handguns. I get that, right? You've got all kinds of rifles, and you've got all types of shotguns, and you've got, you know, all the typical type assault-looking rifles, I assume that most of them are semi-automatic. But when you told me you had automatic, that people without an automatic license could shoot, I was like, wow, that's interesting. That'd be fun to try. But then when I looked over your counter, in fact, one day I was there, I heard it. You've got something that looks like to me, and I don't know guns, but it looks like a bar, like a Browning automatic 50 caliber machine gun back behind the counter. What is that monster?
So you're very, very close. So this is the Browning 1919. So the Mod Deuce is the one you're talking about, the Browning M2. That's the one that shoots the 50 cal rounds. This is the predecessor to it. This one shoots 30 caliber bullets, so like 30-06, 7.62x51, 308.
That thing is, you know, I could just see Arnold Schwarzenegger picking it up off the ground and carrying it, right?
Yeah, it's just a monster. It's heavy. You need to be Arnold to carry and lug that thing around. The thing weighs like 50, 60 pounds. It's heavy.
That's amazing.
But it's a monster. So it sits in a mount, and you just get behind it, and you dump some rounds downrange. It's fun, right? It's a good way to relieve some stress, and especially right now, everybody's pretty tense. So good way for us to keep the staff loose and some of the customers.
No doubt. So let's talk about for a second here gun safety equipment. For me to show up there, I mean, you can rent everything, right? I'm sure you can rent everything you need. But what is typical I should come in with? How should I be prepared? What should I dress like?
We're pretty casual as far as dress code goes. If you want to wear flip-flops, more power to you. You might burn your toes with some hot brass. I highly recommend usually loose-fitting clothing with very minimal exposed skin, right? Long sleeve shirts, pants, those are typically best with closed-toed shoes. Catching hot brass down your shirt is not fun. So for ladies, you know, cover up the cleavage, that kind of stuff. But honestly, if you want to come in skimpy clothes and flip-flops, more power to you, it's just not going to feel great when you get hit with some hot brass. Now, as far as other safety equipment goes, like eyes and ear protection, I have my own, right? I'm a pretty avid shooter, obviously. I work here, and quite a bit of our customers have their own, but if you don't have them, that's not a big deal. I've never been to any facility, not just ours, that doesn't have some they'll let you use, because it doesn't make sense to go out.
Yeah, and the price range on those things are ridiculously cheap. I mean, if you for, sure. for the lowest level stuff, you can get it for almost nothing if you're going to make a hobby out of this. And if you're going to make a hobby out of it, you probably want to step up, you know, just a little bit and get a moderate price stuff.
Yep, there's places around town. I think I was talking to you about it where I got some, like, I have custom molded ear protection I got from an audiologist. And even those, in my opinion, are relatively cheap for the barrier of entry for the hobby, right? Like buying a gun. So.
Yeah, that was my wife was asking you about that. Good memory, man. Yeah. Speaking of wives, I have to go back to when I was married with my daughter's wife. This is like my previous marriage, and their family owned a gun range. It's no longer there. It was called A&J Gun Range, and because it was Arlene and Jim's gun range, but it's gone now. One of them died, unfortunately, and they when you'd go in there, they had. All kinds of stuff that was interesting to me that they had competitive shooters and cops with most of that was their clientele, right? Mm-hmm. Do you guys have that? Do you have competitive shooters and cops coming to your place?
For sure. So, you know, we're centrally located, so we get everybody from the whole city, right, being in the Galleria part of town. We do host... we haven't done it in the last couple months because it's been a little nuts, but we do host competitions where you run and shoot and move and shoot, and we have also different ones where you have, like, dueling trees and you have to outshoot your opponent quickly. And those are fun.
I didn't see any trees in there. Do you have trees in there somewhere?
I do. It's hidden away. We don't leave it out all the time because if people aren't paying attention, they'll shoot rifle at some of those steel targets, and those will damage the targets, and they're expensive, so I don't leave them out unless we're running.
So do I have to be a member? Because I am going to join up as a member, by the way, but just curious, do you have to be a member to get to all that backdoor stuff? You have another whole room, I assume, huh?
Not another range. It's just the equipment. I have it locked up. I could just bring it out and put it on the range.
I got it. Okay,
you don't. You just need to let us know, and it's a rental cost to it because I have to close the bay down for a couple minutes, but... just let us know, and we'll put it out there for you.
Cool. I'm going to try that because I've always wanted to shoot those things. I want to ask you two other questions that you just brought up myself. Shotguns and rifles. What are the limits? Do you allow those? And if so, how and what are the limitations?
For sure. Bring your shotguns. Bring your rifles. Shotguns, we only allow buckshot and slugs, so your home defense stuff. We're not the facility you want to take to go practice bird shooting, right? You want to take that to an outdoor facility where you can move around. So shotguns for us are going to be home defense. So
okay.
Bring your home defense ammo. And for rifles, you can go up to 308 in our facility. You just can't use armor-piercing rounds or any bimetal bullets, so they need to be brass-cased.
So really educate me. This is just for me. This isn't the radio show stuff. This is for me.
No problem.
On my 5.56, I've bought some 5.56 that have green tip and some that don't because I think I was told not to use the green tip at your range. What's the difference?
That green tip is armor-piercing. So if you miss any of your shots, then I have steel baffles set up, right, in case you don't hit the rubber. Well, those green tips will damage my steel baffles.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so the regular bullets are lead with copper around them, and they'll just splash right off that steel.
So if that's armor-piercing, does that mean it would actually go through the side of a car, automobile?
22 rounds probably go right through the side of a car. So, definitely.
All right. Well, we're coming to the end of this segment. I've got a few more questions I'd like to ask you if you can hang out. We've got only one more seven-minute segment, so hope you can hang out. We'll be right back with Kyle Harrison and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're talking about your security, yes, and guns and gun handling and how to get involved and how to safely get yourself involved, I guess, is more important than anything else. And with me here today is the general manager of Top Gun Range here in Houston, Texas, Kyle Harrison. Kyle, got a couple more questions for you, and I'm going to kind of rattle them off staccato-like rapid fire because we don't have but just one segment left. And the first one I want to ask is a personal question. Could get me in trouble, not in a legal way, but in a make people unhappy way. I can't find buckshot. I can't find it online. I can't find it in any place. Do you guys have buckshot?
Not at the moment. I have slugs.
I have slugs too.
I had buckshot 2 days ago, and it sold out.
All right. Tell your guys, Buddy Dell. I'm sure you've got 8,000 guys you like better than me that have been around forever. But, hey, put me on the can call list if there is such a thing, because I can't find that stuff anywhere. Is that the premier home defense round? Is that what that is?
It's the best for shotguns, for sure. You will get varying opinions on what's the best for home defense. That's probably, several radio shows to go through all the differences and all those.
I'm just talking about shotguns. So we got different kinds of buckshot. Can you give a 30-second explanation of the different kinds of buckshot? Because I know with the shot I use is birdshot because I'm a hunter-based shotgun user, right? But for the buckshot type situations, you got double odd, triple odd. What does that mean?
It's the size of the pellets. So that's just it.
What should we be shooting?
Anywhere from double aught, which is 0-0, to number 4.
Okay. All right, that was a little personal.
Anything in there are going to be great for home defense.
Personal information, right? Next question, we're back to your range again, okay?
Sure.
Gun repairs. Do you guys do gun repairs?
We do. We have a certified gunsmith on staff.
Excellent.
Repairs are a little slow right now because we're a little busy, but we still do them.
Okay. Good to know that we got some place, we got some problem with our gun, we get it fixed. Buy, sell. Do you guys buy guns?
For sure. We do it a lot. We give cash. So if somebody has something they don't want, I had a guy who inherited a bunch of guns from his dad that he didn't like, and he brought them to me, and I bought all of them.
We had a son that unfortunately passed away. I shouldn't be laughing about that, but he had a gun that we took into one of the place, and they wouldn't take it. It was a Taurus, and you don't have to comment on it because I know it's a national brand, and we don't want to, but they wouldn't take it, and I just laughed. I said, boy, that's an amazing thing, right? So
yep.
I found out what not to buy anymore just by what they won't buy back from you.
Yeah, those don't command a ton of money, unfortunately. Yeah.
So we got buy, sell, gun repairs, and one more for your range, rapid fire. What is your ruling on rapid fire within your range, and what is rapid fire?
Yeah, so it's going to be very different based off different facilities. For us, we have machine guns, so I think it would be irresponsible to tell people they couldn't shoot fast. So we absolutely allow it. If you're hitting your target and you're being safe, I don't really care how fast you shoot. Now, obviously, if you can't hit what you're aiming at, that's a problem. And that's nothing to do with rapid fire, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that is okay, because I've been told at other ranges, hey, you know,
yep,
one shot
down
for 3 seconds or something, you
yep
know.
Craziness. Yep, I think it's absolutely nuts. That's not how you're going to practice, and that's why we don't do that, so.
So do you adhere to the double tap theory?
You should shoot until you stop the threat. If that means it's 2 rounds, if that means it's 400 rounds, whenever you feel safe and the threat is no longer there, it's when you should stop shooting.
Well, I was more along the lines of the double tap theory, meaning 2 at a time, because after 2, you lose control. The barrel goes wild on you, starts going up on you.
I shoot fast. I've done this a long time. I like to shoot fast. I will shoot until I no longer have control of the weapon or can't shoot as safely, but I can shoot a lot faster than 2 rounds without losing any control. So
that's a practice thing is what you're saying.
100%.
Skill set.
Yes, sir.
Skill set.
It's 100%.
All right. Let's see. I think that's pretty much my whole list. So let's go ahead and let's get some information on how they can get involved with you. Location, website,
sure,
phone number, whatever you want to give out, how you want to be contacted.
Yeah, not a problem. The website's always the best for all businesses, I think. So it's topgunrange.com. Super easy. We are by the Galleria in Houston, so just outside of the 59 and 610 loop. So come by and see us. We have an easy phone number. It's 713-779-GUNS.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you coming on today and spending some time with us.
No, you're welcome.
I think... How do you feel about this period right now? I mean, just as a bystander in the middle of it. I mean, I'm the bystander, but you're in the middle of it. How do you feel about this situation where, like, everybody and their brother's buying a gun right now?
I'm happy. I think it's good. People, you have your own duty and obligation to protect yourself and your family, right? The police aren't going to do it for you. That's not their job. So I think that people going out and taking responsibility for it, I think, is fantastic. And I think it'll make the firearms community better in the long run. So I'm pleased. I'm excited. It's an unfortunate time for it to happen, right? Like, I don't want people getting sick and dying, but hopefully one of the bright points out of this is we'll have some people who'll be better educated about firearms, and we'll have hopefully a safer society overall.
And I'm going to just finish this up with one last comment. Because there's a whole segment of people out there that might not even be listening, going, oh, hum, and that is women. I've been married twice to women that shoot, and I guarantee you, whether you believe it or not, women can pick up a gun without any practice at all, and something about their nervous system, they can hit bullseyes easier than men can right out of the blocks. And I've been outshot by 2 wives in a row. And the bottom line, what I'm trying to point out is this is not just for men. You go to these gun ranges, and there are women right next to men all up and down the line. So I wanted to get that out, Kyle. Thanks a lot for coming on. I appreciate you taking it. I know you guys are really busy over there. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Quite welcome.
All right. Thank you. For the rest of you out there, remember this. We're not doing this just for a little money. We're doing this for a quality lifestyle. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.